and ain't no softening to it neither.
Oh, that's funny.
But now nah, these homemade biscuits won't do that.
No.
They won't do that.
They stay fresh longer, don't they, too?
Man.
The homemade stay soft longer.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, well, when I make them.
If you don't make them right, you will. If you don't make them right.
I've gotten where I can make biscuits, but I couldn't. I don't want to try dumplings again. No. That was too. That was a shock.
Sure enough.
I loved them when my mother made them, but I, you know, after I tried it and it didn't work.
Nah, she make them that. She make them anybody eat them if you eat dumplings at all.
Oh, really? Are you right. A good cook.
Oh, she's a good cook. Yeah, she's a good cook. Now, I'm telling you, right for her face, she's a good cook.
Oh, that's right. That's good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did your mother or did anybody you know ever make donuts?
No.
Do you want a fan?
No, ma'am, I'm fine. I'm just fine.
No, my mother didn't make no donuts. But
have you ever seen anyone make any?
No, I ain't seen nobody make them. I just ain't seen nobody make no donuts.
Sometimes you'll make up a batter. This might be what you were thinking about a while ago. Sometimes you make up a batter and you fry some little things,
yeah,
three or four times.
We call them muffins.
Muffins? You fry muffins?
Yeah, I think so. Muffins, yeah. You fry them, man.
Okay, how are they made?
So like you're talking about, it's kind of made so like a donut, you know. Yeah. You know, I don't know how it's called.
Okay, now, are they fried, Mrs. Are muffins fried?
Yes, ma'am.
Now, I don't know how you do that, because I think of muffins as, you know, you put them in the oven and bake them.
I have fried them and make them bake them in the oven, do them in the other biscuits, go and roll them out right thin and put them in the ice cream.
What kind of flour do you use?
Just the same kind.
I mean, it's white, wheat flour, white
flour?
Yes,
ma'am. Flour that you have to make biscuits with.
Well, I didn't know that.
That's right.
No, I hadn't run across that before.
Yeah,
how do you eat them? What do you eat them with?
Eat them with anything. You can eat them with syrup, and eat them with any kind of preservative.
I remember a long time ago, I used to go to school. Mama fixed a muffin like that, you know, and quite split them over and put jelly in them, you know, like that. And I could hardly wait dinner time to come.
I'll bet.
They cook well. They look like
the
grease, but they ain't nothing
else. No, it ain't nothing
too
much.
You fry them.
Mm-hmm. Thin as they can be, and then when you put them in that hot grease, it just cook right up.
Yeah, that's right.
That's interesting. No, I've never run across that before. When I think of muffins, you know, I think of the kinds you put in the muffin tins,
yeah,
and bake them in the
oven.
Mm-hmm. These sound good.
Yeah.
Well, what I'm thinking of maybe is something a little bit different from that, what I was originally thinking of, and that's something that you fry maybe on a griddle, not
you
fry.
You think about the batter cakes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking
about. Yeah, batter cakes.
Just do that in salt.
Yeah.
Now, what were they? What do you call those?
They call them
flitters.
Flitters?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Some people call them flapjacks.
Mm-hmm.
All right, now you were calling, you said something else before that.
Batter cake.
Is that the same thing
as
flitter?
Yeah, that's the same thing.
They're all the same thing.
Same
what
thing.
Do you eat those with? Or how do you
eat them? I eat them with syrup like that.
Eat them for breakfast and that, or?
I eat them anytime while they're hot. If it gets cold, you can't eat them.
They ain't good at
them. No, it gets cold, you can't eat a cold batter cake. You gotta eat them while they're hot.
What is it you put in bread that's not baking powder or soda to make it rise? You put in a cake of
yeast.
All right. Yes. You have an egg and you crack it, and there are two parts of it.
Mm-hmm.
You have the
white and the yellow, called the yolk.
Okay.
One called a yolk, what is it? Yolk, I believe it's called.
Okay.
I never didn't know which the yellow or the white was called a yolk.
Oh.
It's one of them called a yolk, though.
Okay. Talking about the way you buy flour now, you buy it in packages, of course, with about 1 pound, you know, you'll have a pound or more.
Yeah.
You see, I went to the store and I bought two what of flour?
Two packages of flour.
Or 2 pounds.
2 pounds or something like that.
All right. Mm-hmm. If you have eggs and you put them in water and let the water boil,